Welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. Big day up for Jimmy and I right now. We're going to do two editorials we have just scheduled. Going to do one right now, and then I have a Bible study here in about half an hour. I'm going to go to my Bible study. I'll be back from that a little after 12 o'clock, and we're going to record another Daily Editorial if Jim has time, time permitting. I'm going to talk about three subjects. The first subject we're going to talk about is a potential problem with mainland China. We'll talk about that in the first editorial. Secondly, you guys, we're going to talk about the Durham investigation. And then thirdly, in the final editorial, we're going to talk about why Trump in the next election. Let's start out with Durham. Jimmy, what do you have to say about that situation?
Well, so the Durham investigation, a lot of people have zero faith in it because nothing has happened and it possibly should have happened before the election in 2020. Something should have happened, but there's a deliberate investigative process ongoing. The Perkins Coie lawyer that was working for the Clinton administration that was actually helping funnel money into the investigation, the quote, Russia collusion dossier against Trump, which was basically a Hillary Clinton smear campaign.
Mm-hmm.
He's been indicted by John Durham's team. And there are other people in Perkins Coie that are quite concerned about what's happening, including, I think, Mark Elias, who was had to leave Perkins Coie because of these conflicts and the potential damage to that corporate firm, and has just was actually hired by McAuliffe in Virginia. Didn't go anywhere there, didn't help him, but he made 60 grand for it. But the second thing that just happened this yesterday was that Igor Danchenko, who is basically the research analyst from the Brookings Institute that was doing most of the investigative work for the Steele dossier, which has been proven fairly false, the Durham team, the feds just arrested him. And what Danchenko basically has, he's made a lot of comments. He talked and he's trying to divert and deflect over, some of these things. But one of the key elements to that dossier was this accusation that Trump was hired prostitutes to get on a bed and pee on it because that's the one that that Obama slept in or something ridiculous like that. Most of these accusations have been disproven, and the remaining have no evidence to prove them at all. So what it's showing, and the important issue that is going to continue to drag on over the next 6 to 8 months, 12 months, will be the continuing undermining of the Russia collusion narrative that the media is still attempting to smear Trump with. But it's also going to put the corruption of the Clinton campaign and many federal law enforcement employees, it's going to continue to put them under pressure and undermine confidence in both the Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the overall Democratic Party for some of the tricks that they've pulled in order to achieve power, but most importantly, to undermine any faith and confidence in the previous Trump administration.
Well, Jimmy,
this is a very important step because you can't hide it as these people get arrested, investigated, and then are investigated, arrested, and then prosecuted. You can't continue to claim that there was some sort of nefarious effort with the Trump team to work with the Russians. And a lot of people believed that. We lived with it for an entire 3-year period that undermined confidence in the Trump administration. It was an incredibly valuable talking point for the Democratic Party. But as they continued, it was the pinnacle effort to undermine the Trump administration. And it looks like it was a completely illegal process using law enforcement.
Well, it definitely. It definitely would be a coup de grace, Jim, for what happened in the elections last Tuesday. It would take the train a lot farther down the road in the area of the Republicans clobbering the Democrats, which they have done so far, but they need to. The game hasn't been won yet, in my opinion.
Well, let's look at some of these Democratic leaders that were absolutely look at Robert Mueller and the entire investigative team. He was going to save the country from Trump by indicting him and getting him impeached. That failed miserably. Michael Avenatti, the lawyer that was actually proposed by CNN and a lot of the mainstream leftist media as the potential 2020 presidential candidate. He's sitting in prison right now for fraud and theft. The number of Democratic demigods that they used in order to undermine the Trump administration continually are having these problems and being undermined. And actually a lot of them are ending up in jail because of corruption. We can only hope that it spreads to the actual leadership in the Clinton campaign, including the campaign, the person that was running it. And some of these, as the evidence points to, a criminal conspiracy to use law enforcement to undermine confidence in a sitting president, because it continued on into well into the administration, right, not just in the campaign.
Right, right. Jimmy, got to take a break here. We're going to be back, you guys, early this afternoon, mid-afternoon, whenever time permits for Jim. He's a busy guy right now. Going to be back. We're going to talk about why Trump, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with China. But the most important thing I want to talk about is why Trump